The Glens Falls region has a rich history of medical device manufacturing. More than 2,000 people work in New York's Catheter Valley. Democratic U.S. Senator Charles Schumer toured AngioDynamics Glens Falls manufacturing plant Thursday.
What you see here is what they're building out there. They have two lines. This runs one.
Oh, I see. So this can go this way or this way. And is it calibrated?
Local officials have been pushing against the medical device tax since it went into effect in 2013. Language in the recently signed federal spending plan lifts the tax off manufacturers for 2 years. Schumer said he was approached by AngioDynamics CEO Joe DeVivo in Washington about lifting the tax.
And when he came to lobby me, Mr. DeVivo said, if we get rid of this tax, it'll mean more jobs here in Warren County, in Glens Falls, and in the Capital Region. When I hear something like that, my eyes light up.
DeVivo said over the past 2 years, the company paid more than $12 million out to the medical device tax. He says that tax was preventing the company from growing in upstate New York. Now he says the company will be able to invest and create jobs. He said with news of the tax repeal, the company recently signed a deal that otherwise would have been too great a risk.
And when this tax went through, we felt comfortable to make the additional investment, and that's just started last week, and we will identify other things. So it will benefit in the near term because it'll be a tax that we're not paying, but we are going to reinvest.
And remember, it's 2.3% of revenues. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
Schumer said the 2-year elimination of the tax would not affect funding for the Affordable Care Act. The senator added he would join his fellow New York lawmakers in advocating for a full repeal of the tax. Republican State Senator Betty Little thanked Schumer for his work on the legislation.
It's very, very commendable, and I'm very grateful to him for that. When you walk through and you see people working, and that's really what people want. They want to be able to have a job. They want to be able to support their families, to do the things that are needed for their children, for their parents, for whoever. It just really means something.
Reporting from Glens Falls, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.